flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP, live today at McGurk's in Roarsford, their new location. It is the fight for February, a rally in Roarsford. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, did you know that if fruit flies are rejected by females, they will seek out alcohol to make them feel
so
better?
So they're just like everybody else?
Yeah, basically.
I like that. A little levity here to calm our nerves on a football Friday.
Who's nervous?
Well,
I'm not nervous.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out today. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, here we go. We got like, what, 53 hours away from
something
kickoff
like
of the NFC Championship game, a game you've played in before, a game that the Eagles have been in quite a few times now, and now trying to get back to a Super Bowl. And Hugh, this is the moment. Like, we talk about every angle of this game, and we'll continue today. We'll get to the stuff yesterday with Joe Witt, the coordinator of the Commanders, and what he said about Jalen. And we'll also get to practice yesterday and a new injury that popped up for the Eagles. So a lot to discuss today. We'll get to picks and all that. But Hugh, it's a gut feel Friday. That's what I was thinking Friday. Friday before a huge game is a gut feel Friday. Hugh Douglas, let's start us off at 215-592-9494 to jump in. Come out to McGurk's and Roarsford and join us today if you're in the area. Kyle's back in the studio. Hugh, as we sit here, 50-something hours for a kickoff of the title game, give me your gut feeling. Like, what is it saying in your gut right now about this game and how it plays out?
Well, let me tell you this. I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunity that this team has. Riding up here, I was just reflecting on the last time, you know, I was in a position like this, you know, getting ready for the NFC Championship game and how I felt about it and everything like that. It's one of those things, Joe, where I'm excited about the outcome. Because there's no doubt in my mind that the Eagles win this football game. Now, with that being said, I don't think it's going to be easy. I definitely don't think it's going to be easy. But you've done everything in your power to prepare for this moment. So there's no need for me to be nervous. This team has turned the corner from the Cleveland game. And they've been on a heater since then, and they've been consistent since then. So the way I look at it is no need to be nervous. You're the better team. You're the better team going into this. And if you go out there and you do everything that you've been doing week in and week out and play the type of game that you know you can play, then the outcome will be what it is. And that's going to be – we're going to be getting ready to go to New Orleans next week.
Well, I love that. 215-592-9494. Hugh, let me talk through this. I might long talk for a second here, but I was really thinking on the way here. And that's why I said gut feel Friday, because you know the angel, the one angel on the shoulder, the other, and the devil on the other shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
That was me as I woke up this morning, because Hugh, my head is telling me, oh boy, the Commanders are hot, right? They're the hot team. I heard the afternoon show yesterday saying, would you rather be the hot team or the better team? My head is pointing to the Commanders are the hot team. They have right now a quarterback playing at a higher level. And they're the only team to beat the Eagles since September. You mentioned the Eagles have been on a heater. That's what my head is telling me. My heart is telling me the Eagles are at home. The Eagles are not going to lose to a rookie quarterback on the road in his third straight road playoff game. My heart is telling me that the Eagles are going to raise a George Halas trophy at about 6 o'clock on Sunday night. And my heart is telling me that the Commanders are not going to win 4 straight games. Like, it's a cute story, but it's not going to end in a trip to the Super Bowl. That's what my heart is telling me. So I'm fighting with my head. I'm fighting with my heart. So then I'm looking at my gut. What's my gut tell me? And, Hugh, you said it. I think you said it well. This team is built for this, and this team was built to win this game. They are at home. They have that advantage, and it is a huge advantage in this game. They're at home in front of an incredible crowd, and they have the better team. Although the Commanders have a very special young quarterback playing really well, we have the better team. And when you have the better team and you're at home, I close my eyes and I picture, what is it going to look like at 6 o'clock on Sunday? And what I picture is the Eagles hoisting the George Halas Trophy. And particularly, who I picture Saquon Barkley. This year started with Saquon signing with the Eagles, right? That was the biggest story of the offseason leading into the season. The Eagles signed Saquon Barkley. It's going to end with Saquon Barkley holding up a trophy. I don't think this is going to be easy. I think it's going to be close. I have some nerves. But I just feel like before it's all said and done, he's going to make one more run. That's been this whole season, hasn't it? He just makes a big run to win the game.
Yeah.
He's going to make one more big run, and our defense is going to find a way to make this happen.
My guts. Why are you nervous?
Well, no, I'm my gut's telling me they're going to win. I mean, okay, I have some nerves.
So why are you nervous?
Well, I mean, I have to have nerves.
Why?
Because
it's
hot.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Now you can get nervous. I get you nervous Sunday. But it's Friday. Why are you nervous? Go get you a gummy, man, and just relax. It's Friday. Wow, we got time.
I don't think they serve those here. They had a lot of great things.
We got time to be nervous. But today is not the day to be nervous. You're excited. You're happy because of the position that you're in. There's a lot of people that took exit interviews 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and there was people that have been taking them every week since this playoff series has started. We ain't one of them. So what you nervous for? Now, it's one of those things. Now, I anticipate the game going this way. It's not going to be easy, and there's a good chance that it might come down to the wire. Washington, and this is the thing that I think people need to do, is stop trying to discredit Washington and get mad when somebody gives the young quarterback props. Because, listen, he has played well, and that's a fact. No matter how you want to say it, he's played. And if you want to keep it a bean, he's played better than our quarterback within the statistics, what the stats say. He has.
And just watch your
shots. And give him his props. Give him his props. It's nothing wrong with that. But when you talk about overall team, we are the better team. We are the seasoned team. We are the team that has been through this. We are the team that has been battle-tested. I know B. Mitch doesn't like to use the word house money because most of the time when you say, you know, stuff like house money, you tend to lose. But think about the penitentiary chances that team takes in order to survive and stay in games. You talked about it all week, how they got an 81%, 87 percentage of
fourth down
conversions and all other stuff. You do that when you know that you're not good on one side of the ball or the other. And in this case, it's the defense. You don't want to put your defense back out there on the field. And for them, they have benefited tremendously from that. But what did they say back in the day? Live by the three, die by the three. Mm. It's kind of the same thing, Joe. So I don't see any reason why you should be nervous on a Friday. Now, on game day, when the game day jitters and stuff come around, then, yeah, you take your shot.
No, I got 50-hour game day jitters. Yeah, it's game day for me right now. 215-592-9490 for your gut feeling for Sunday. All right, let's talk a little bit here. We'll get Kyle's take in a second. But what's going on out at practice, Hugh? Because this added to whether it be your confidence or, you know, some nerves yesterday. Let's talk about the injury stuff. So yesterday the Eagles practiced a real practice, not just a walkthrough like they had on Wednesday. And Jalen Hurts was out there. Now, he did have a full practice. How did he look, though? First, let's hear from Lane Johnson on Jalen Hurts.
How's Jalen looked over the last couple days?
He looked good. I was out there today firing around, so we had a good practice. We went to the link, so it was good. He was mobile. He was moving.
So Lane's, you know, there's Lane, Hugh, saying he was mobile, he was moving. So that's Lane's perspective. Let's hear Sal Palantonio watching the media portion of practice yesterday. Not quite as bullish on how well Jalen was moving. Let's hear Sal Pal yesterday.
Let's start with the newspaper, your Philadelphia Daily News. There's the headline. Hurts, I'll be ready to go. That's what he said yesterday. Now, here's what I saw today at practice just a little while ago. They're still on the practice field, Laura, but I just came from the practice field. Check it out. Here's the video of him warming up. What I see is a quarterback trying to get ready to go. He is stretching the knee, left knee. He's definitely a little bit stiff. He's moving gingerly. He's not trying to overdo it. He's trying to put some pressure on that left knee, shift his weight, deliver the football. We're not seeing much practice, just a little bit of warm-up. But what I'm seeing, Laura, is a guy that's trying to get himself ready to go.
Oh, well, that was two different opinions. One, you have Lane Johnson, yeah, he looks fine. And then you have Sal Pell watching it from more of a, you know, he's not biased, right? He's just watching what he sees.
Yeah.
And he said, a little ginger, he's trying to get stretched out, ready to go here for Sunday.
And if I told you both things could be true, would you believe me?
I would.
Because it is, because Sal's perspective is coming from the beginning of practice, and I'm pretty sure being through this protocol before, like, they're not giving Jalen anything to assist him to go through practice. they're allowing his body to do what his body does. He feels pain. He has to see how he feels when he's in that situation. There's no need for him to do what he needs to do in order to make it through practice. Now, as the practice progressed, I'm pretty sure that he warmed up and the blood got to flowing. You know how it is.
Sure.
I made this analogy before. It's like when you start running. If you're a little sore when you first start running, but once your body
kind of work
going,
it out, you work it
you
through
work
it.
Through it.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure that's what Jalen did. So I don't when I hear that, I don't get alarmed like most people will, because this is the one thing that I do know about those type of practices. If Jalen's taking all the number one reps,
he's
playing Sunday.
Without question. Jalen had a full practice yesterday. How will he be? How will he run? We'll find out Sunday, but Jalen's playing. So my concern level on Jalen has gone down as the week has gone on. I'm not sure he's going to look, but he's definitely playing, and I think he's going to gut through it. He's a tough guy. Hewitt, there's a new concern injury-wise, though, because we know this offensive line is the bedrock of this team, right?
Yeah.
Well, Cam Jurgens didn't practice on Wednesday. Cam Jurgens didn't practice yesterday. Let's hear Landon Dickerson. He took the snaps yesterday at center just in case Cam Jurgens with a back issue can't go Sunday. Let's hear from Dickerson.
We saw you taking snaps at center today. What does that mean for Sunday right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just Thursday practice, you know, getting Cam some rest. And, yeah, it's just kind of the way it falls with rotation. I'm back up center, so service for practice and make sure that he's feeling good for Sunday.
How did you feel back there? It's obviously a lot of responsibility calling all the protections.
I mean, knock the rust off. I did it for a little bit in college and done it a few times in the league, so knock the rust off and, you know, kind of get back in the saddle. It's like riding a bike.
Do you expect him to play Sunday?
I mean, I do, but I don't. I'm not a medical guy. I don't know exactly what. Y'all can ask Sirianni or trainers. I don't know exactly, but as far as I'm concerned, I think he is.
How many snaps do you get at center during like a normal week? Do you get some?
Zero.
All right, zero. There it is. So he got some yesterday. Hewitt, what's your level how much is your antenna up on the Jurgens thing? So no practice?
Not at all.
I mean, it's got to be some. He hasn't practiced in 2 days.
Nah, listen. I remember being in a similar situation where I ain't practiced for 2 or 3 weeks. But I played on Sunday, and it just is what it is. It's all hands on deck. If he can go, he's going to play. There's no doubt in my mind.
But will he be as good as he normally is?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine until the end of the game, and then we'll talk about that at the end of the game. But there's no doubt in my mind. If he can go, he's going to play.
Well, we'll find out today. So we'll carry the Sirianni presser coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Today's a huge day for Cam Jurgens. I mean, they'll have to list him with a game designation today. If he's questionable, he'll play. If he's doubtful, typically that means you don't play. We'll find out. I think they need him on Sunday. 215-592-9494. All right, what's the gut feeling? Hugh Douglas has no nerves. I have some. I mean, I have them. But my gut tells me the Eagles are going to win this football game. They're better. They're at home. 4 straight road games for the Commanders. And I think the Eagles are built for this. And the Commanders are still very young into what they're trying to become. This is the Eagles' time. Gut feeling. We're going to the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. All right, we need the best callers today. Of all our callers, we have so many great ones. We need to hear everyone today. Today needs to be a big excitement day on our rally in Royersford at McGurk's. Kyle, back in the studio. Kyle, how you feeling? What's the emotion like back there?
I am feeling violently ill. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this weekend. I know the Eagles are the better team. I know we should win.
So what you worried about?
Well, what if we lose? I don't know. Like,
I mean, but that's a. I mean, what if you lose? That you can do that anyway. But
that's gonna suck.
There's a finality to this.
What are you worried about, though?
Like, I'm worried about losing. I'm sorry. Like,
you're worried about
No. I'm just gonna be clear. I'm not picking the Commanders to win.
So why are you nervous?
It's the NFC Championship game. I just saw the Commanders go to Detroit and knock off the Detroit Lions, who looked pretty much invincible the entire year. I keep telling myself how improbable this.
Football games.
They didn't look invincible, though. They what they did was improbable.
They won 15 games.
It's a difference. They won in spite of. Let's keep it a beam.
They won in spite of their defense.
Adversity. I commend. Let me say
this. We win in spite of the quarterback.
Let me say this.
I mean, it's part of it.
I commend what the Detroit Lions were able to do under those adverse situations. They persevered. I mean, you take your hat off to that. But the bottom line is this: the luck ran out. The numbers caught up with them.
The Lions.
And listen to what I'm saying. I'm about to wrap it up in a nice little bow for you. You had 15 starters, guys that were probably drafted high and were skilled players off the defense, correct? You had a bunch of journeyman street guys that were in there playing, and they played extremely hard.
I'm sorry.
But at some point, wait a minute, let me finish it up. But at some point, the athleticism and the skill set of the Washington Commodores persevered and prevailed over a lesser talented defense. Totally. Is that correct?
You're not going to tell me that the Detroit Lions won 15 games in the one seed, were the little engine that could this year, okay?
Yes, like
that
was they basically were.
No, they were.
They had one of the greatest offense in NFL history.
Offensively, I'm not talking about offense.
Yeah.
Their offense played well, and a lot of times they put teams in one-dimensional situations with that allowed that defense to do what they did.
Look, I know
– You got it. What you about to say? You got it.
I know how improbable this whole Commanders run is, and like how ridiculous it would be for them to, you know, win third straight road game in the postseason and go to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback. But the reality is they're one win away from doing that. So,
and
like,
we are too.
We're not the sixth seed that's winning three straight. Like, I know we're the better team. Just, it's one game. And I have no idea what's about to happen. And I need to get there. I need so badly for a Vikings 2017 thing.
I don't know what's about to happen, too. I don't know what's about to happen either. But I will tell you this. If the confidence level for me is high because we are, like I said, we're the better team. Have we not been through this before? Do we know? We know how it feels as players to be in this situation before. Do you think that the team, like when you say you're nervous, that sounds to me like you feel like somebody's going to let you down.
Well, I am a Philadelphia sports fan, so yes.
There's been a lot of games like this over the years.
And all of that's in the past. I'm in the now. Like I think a lot of times, a lot of your trepidation comes from the fact that you're worried about something that happened last year or maybe happened with the Phillies or something like that. No, be in the now. This is a damn good football.
I'm dying in the now.
Let me give you the now. The Eagles are better. The Eagles should win this game. Yeah. My gut feeling tells me we're hoisting a trophy at 6 o'clock on. That's my gut feeling, yeah. But I'm not sitting here like 2 weeks ago when they played the Packers. I said it was guaranteed. They were gonna win that game. I had no nerves. Last week I had a lot of nerves. This week. I think this is a close football game.
I totally agree.
Then you're gonna have to bite your nails moment.
I'm gonna bite my nails on Sunday.
But today
I feel good because I feel like even though, you know, you've had some guys that missed practice and all this other stuff, those guys down there are locked in. And they're gonna do, there's no doubt in my mind that everybody that's playing in this game is gonna leave everything out there in order for the outcome to be exactly what we want it to be.
There's no question about
that. There's no question.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford for their new location, the Fight for February rally in Royersford. Come on out and let's discuss this. Gut feeling. What's your gut feeling as we look forward to Sunday? Is it an Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down, like Kyle, are you scared? Chris in Middletown. What's up, Kyle? What's up, Chris?
Happy NFC Championship Friday, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Dude, guys, Hugh, take those scared people like Kyle and just hold them straight today, right?
I'm trying to get Kyle. Kyle will be okay. Get him right. He'll be all right. Drop him off something at the station.
Chris, what are you feeling?
Got a message. Here's how I'm feeling. Eagles fan, you right? Sunday. The lake will be rocked and covered in a sea of green. Eagles fans from around the world will unite to support our Philadelphia Eagles on their mission of bringing the Lombardi Trophy back home. Be warned, Tommy. You will not walk out victorious. In this house, Baby Rhino, a.k.a. Jalen Carter, hunts quarterback. Lipstick Bong will be on full seek and destroy mode. And Guantanamo Bay will be running at full Supermax security level. Our office is primed and ready to attack. Jalen Hurts, injuries and all, will do what he has done all year long. He will command us
to victory. A.J. Brown will show the whole world why he is a man amongst boys. And the Gold Tooth, the monster, the superhuman Saquon Barkley will show everyone why he is the MVP of the century. Eagles Nation, take to your feet. Prepare for whatever's about to come. The Washington Commanders are entering the wrong place. This is not a safe place for the Commodores. This is not a place for the weak of heart. This is the Eagles' lair. This is the Eagles' fans' sanctuary. This is our house. The Green Man is here.
Now we're talking, Chris. I got to say, Hugh, on that one, I said the Eagles are built for this.
Yeah.
Chris was built for this. I mean, you remember early in the year, at a couple moments, the voice went out. No, he was strong.
He came back strong. He's been practicing, man. That's what it is. He's been practicing.
He was strong on that one. Good call, Chris. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Today we're live, this show and the afternoon show. So we're here all the way till 6 p.m. tonight. McGurk's and Roarsford for their new location. Fight for February, our rally in Roarsford. What are you feeling? I mean, you got... Everyone's got butterflies. I mean, I woke up today, butterflies. Like it doesn't feel. I don't know how I'm going to get through tomorrow. Like I need to. It needs to be.
I got something for you. I'll talk to you.
All right, you help me out. But I need it to be Sunday morning right now, so I could get to the link and start the pregame show. But we have this show. We have all your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling Friday. How are you feeling? Where's the confidence level? What's the prediction? Eagles win. Eagles win big. Eagles win close or deep down. Like Kyle, are you scared? It's a safe space. We'll try to talk you off the ledge. 215-592-9494. Coming up on the other side, Shio Kapati on the one way the Commanders can make this really interesting. And we got to replay it for you. What our guy, Seth Joyner, said earlier this week on WIP about the Commanders' chances and how little chance they have. That's next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't give any young guy that kind of respect. Show me you can do it from year to year. I'm not giving you that in 1 year.
Even if he beats Eagles?
No. We had, how many times have we had 1 year wonders? You know, so let's wait and see before we start crowning guys. Right. He could go completely in the tank next year. And, you know, here we are talking about, you know, how what a great rookie year he had. And by the way, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of winning here on Sunday. You know that, right?
Ah, the voice of Seth Joyner. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller live today. McGurk's in Roarsford, their new location. Fight for February rally here in Roarsford as we get set for the NFC Championship game. Seth Joyner said it. The Commanders don't stand a snowball's chance in hell.
Snowball.
He caused a whole commotion down in D.C. with that comment. I love it. 215-592-9494. It's a gut feel Friday. What you feel right now? Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down, are you scared? Where are you at? Let's take some phone calls here, and then we'll let you hear what Chil Kapadia has said. The one path the Commanders have on Sunday is through this route. Tony in Wilmington's up. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Tony, what's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Feeling good and feeling like Seth Joyner. They don't stand a chance. I hope everybody's I know everybody's talking about it's going to be a tight, close game, but the defense is just going to hurt them pretty bad. So I feel no issues about it. I see a Super Bowl in our future. And that's it. Now, I want to tell Hugh about the Buc-ee's. I was going to Myrtle Beach with my wife, and I accidentally went an hour and a half past, and we ran into a Buc-ee's. And I don't know about the people telling you that it's just a gas station. That is, I wish they get one in Delaware.
Yeah,
that place was so good.
They're getting one closer. I think it's going to be in somebody say Virginia.
That's not that far away.
Well, it's not that far. It's not that close.
Well, it's also not, you know, South Carolina or Missouri.
Yeah, it's not that close either. But somebody was telling me, they're getting one in Virginia. So yeah, we're going to get a chance to experience Buc-ee's real soon, man.
They got showers in there. They got everything in there.
I try to tell my coworkers, man, and they always make fun of me and laugh.
Well, so Tony, great phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. I hope you're dead right about the game. Why do I need to shower at Buc-ee's?
Now, you never know. You might just be on the road, and you know you might need to take a shower. Something might happen. You might spill some drinks on you.
I've been on the road a lot in my
life. Might be one of them guys that you know have like the little bucket with when you got the kids and don't like to stop, and you might get the urine on you. You know, like the little bucket, the pee bucket.
My
you
kids are too old for this.
But
now.
I'm just saying, people have the bucket.
I'm just saying, I've never
clean
needed to stop and shower.
Man,
at a gas
station. You've needed brisket, haven't you?
Well, I've needed
you've
food.
Needed,
sure.
You might have needed like batteries or something. Buc-ee's has everything. It's an experience.
What did you send the video to us yesterday of the Pistons?
The Pistons with the Buc-ee's, and they damn near lost their mind.
That was funny. All right, so let's say what our last caller just said there. He doesn't think this game is going to be close. Am I missing something?
Yes.
What am I missing? So the two games we played this year.
Eagles fans. That's what they do.
26-18 and 36-33, right? We split the two games. Both were close. I mean, if I could create one path where this is a blowout Sunday for the Eagles, it's that the Commanders fourth down prowess it comes back to earth, right? They've converted 87% of their fourth downs. If we can stop them on most of their fourth downs, you know, then I think we could kind of jump on them and get ahead and get up, and then maybe it just snowballs on them. But Hugh, barring that, I don't think this is a blowout. I think we have it's a division game. You always talk about division games. It's a division game and a championship game. Hugh, I expect this thing to be very much close in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And I can tell you from what I've seen and heard from what the Commodores are talking about, they want to make this game as chippy as possible. This is going to be a physical confrontation. This is probably going to be more physical than any other time that I can think of playing the Commanders in a situation like this because of the hatred. The fact that Coach Quinn is down there playing Fly Eagles Fly, and I'm pretty sure he's playing off the fact that you know, the hatred between these two teams, the Subway Series or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's going to be one of those games. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those games where you're going to have to be real smart and not let your emotions take over. Because I can see them trying to do stuff to get people out of their game. I can see them trying to anger folks, trying to get people kicked out the game to do things in their favor. Because at the end of the day, they, man for man, pound for pound, they do not match up well against us. So now you're going into a game trying to get the ultimate equalizer.
Yep.
Doing stuff after the play. Saying stuff like the defensive coordinator said about hitting Jalen and all this other good stuff. Like trying to get that kind of edge because you're playing off the hatred that we have for one another. The anger you is to conquer you. And the one thing that you can't be in this situation, it has to be controlled aggression. You can't allow stuff after the play, which is probably going to happen, to get to you. This is going, man, listen. This is going to be a physical football game.
So we talked the other day about the referee assignment, right? Sean Hockley's crews on this one. They call penalties at a higher rate than most crews. I totally agree with you, Hugh. They have to – it's like controlled aggression, be composed. If the Commanders poke, don't poke back. I mean, that's –
oh, they're going to let them play, though.
Yeah, they should. They
about to let – they're going to let them play.
But remember last time, and you brought this up a lot this week, when did the Commanders get going offensively? CJ, GJ got thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, there's a line. Like, I want the Eagles to be very physical and poke them, but, like, let's be smart about it, too. So – one thing that's interesting, Hugh, about this matchup that we rarely see, because, you know, we've talked about playing the same team a third time during the season. We've also talked about division games in the playoffs, right? You experienced that when you guys played the Giants. It's not often you get a championship game with division opponents. The last time I remember it in the NFL was the Rams and 49ers, three years ago? And that was a 20-17 game. I can't remember the last time it happened in the AFC because the Chiefs are in it every year and it's never been anybody else in the West against them. It's pretty rare here. That adds an extra little element to this. It's division games tend to be close anyway, and now you have it as a championship game. I think it's close on Sunday. My gut tells me the Eagles are going to find a way with their defense and that offensive line. Hopefully we're going to get Cam Jurgens out there. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnaminson is up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken. What are you feeling today?
So, first of all, I'm so glad that Chris from Middletown did not preface his Eagles chant with a "we are" like he normally does, because you could hook me up to a car battery with jumper cables and you could not get me to say "we are." So I'm glad he just kept it straight, Eagles fan. Joe, I wasn't going to call today, but you're enough to make me want to drive my car into a bridge abutment. I mean,
What did I do to my gut feeling is they're going to win the game, Ken. What do you want from me?
So, first of all, Sal Palantonio. So, Sal Palantonio, with the breaking news that Jalen Hurts looks like a guy who's got a hurt knee. Like, oh, okay. And the sun rose in the east today, too, in other news. And this whole narrative about who's the hot team. The Eagles have won 16 out of their last 17 games, but somehow the Commanders are the hot team. Because, and the only possible reason for that is because we are just so used to the Eagles winning football games basically all the time that when they win 16 out of 17, we don't look at that as a hot team. We just look at it as, well, that's what the Eagles do. So, you know, the Commanders have won two playoff games on the road. They're the hot team, not the team that has won 16 out of 17 football games.
So can I give you a reason why I think that? Let me tell you why I think that's the prevailing thought. No, they are on a longer winning streak than the Eagles. They've won 7 in a row. The Eagles lost to them in December. So that, I think that's the kind of the line of demarcation. And also, Ken, whether or not it's the wrong way to look at it is, aesthetically, their offense is hot, and ours is not. Like, I think when people think hot, they think high-flying and offense, not just wins and losses. And you may think that's the wrong way to look at it, but I get why the Commanders are looked at as the hot team. They just scored 45 points in a playoff game.
So, yeah, they scored 45 points in a playoff game. And one of those touchdowns was a defensive touchdown because Jared Goff played the game like he was getting paid to give the ball to the other team.
Yeah.
And they played against a bunch of JV guys on defense. And, oh, by the way, and I said this to my wife when that game kicked off Saturday night. If you're not used to the pressure of being the number one seed in the NFC, or the AFC for that matter, there's a lot of pressure there. And, you know, to start that game where the Lions have never been the one seed ever in the history of the franchise, there's all Detroit versions of Joe Giglio out there all week going into that game saying, oh, my God, what happens if we lose this game because we're supposed to win?
Agreed.
So, you know, that was the ultimate kind of, you know, lump in the throat that you could really see coming.
Well, and especially when they got down. They lost their way when they got
exactly.
down.
I don't take – what I take out of that game is that even with all that, the Lions hung 500 yards of offense on that Commanders defense. And this team is just better at every position, okay? And it's ironic that
except quarterback.
I'm not doing that. You know, Jalen Hurts has been to a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels.
Oh, stop. Who's the better player right now?
Bowl on
TV.
Right now. I'm not doing that. I mean, look, it's ironic.
We can just live it. Listen, it's okay to say it. Like, the Eagles couldn't win. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. They didn't have the better quarterback last week, Ken. It's like, I don't know why it hurts so much to say these things that are just facts.
I am not a Jalen. Like, I'm not. This is an OG Wade here, so I'm not. You know, I'm not that guy. But you know, to Seth's point, it's kind of ironic even that it's Washington that we're doing this with Jaden Daniels, because we did this once before with a Washington quarterback, if you remember.
And
you know, the guy's doing studio shows now. So you know, I just.
Well, he is. I mean, listen, Ken. He got hurt. And he also wasn't as good. Ken, good phone call, but like.
He said he knew his dude.
Well, he is.
That's a good one, though. He said he knew his dude.
I mean, he also didn't win a playoff game. Unfortunately, he got hurt in his playoff game, right? He never had a chance to do the things that Daniels is doing.
He hasn't. I mean, but Ken does have a point, but. That's
what
the
point? Use your eyes. Who's the better quarterback right now?
Are you your nervousness is making me uncomfortable, Joe. You're being aggressive.
I'm actually not nervous. I think they're going to win the game.
No.
But they're going to win, and they don't have the better quarterback.
Joe. In a small sampling size, because that's what we do. We do this every year with every quarterback that has played in the NFL since whenever. We did this the year with C.J. Stroud came out. So in a small sampling size, he's right. Right now, this year, as of right now, Jaden Daniels is the new hotness.
But that's
that
all
everybody.
But that's all
about.
We have to go off of is now.
Yes, but that's all we ever have to go off of. We did that the year that Jalen went to the Super Bowl. And then we talked about he was the hardest thing since frozen food. Now look where the conversations went.
Sure, but I don't care about 2 years from now if Jaden Daniels is good or not. That's irrelevant to Sundays.
We're in the now. I feel you're in the now. And right now, if you take the two quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels is playing better.
And that's why I think there is a question on how this game goes. Because we're so used to in the NFL that you usually say better quarterback, that team can win. This game in particular – I think the Eagles are going to win the game without having the better quarterback.
They should. And this is how you simplify it, because this is what this game's going to boil down to. We know who offensively is the best player and the guy that makes it go for the Washington Commodores.
Him.
Take him away.
Well, but
that,
how?
That's how you take him away by playing sound defense. And I tell you one aspect of the game that we haven't done that we're probably going to implement in this one, we're going to put a spy on him. Because when you look at the way that he played last week against the Detroit Lions, a lot of times when he brought the ball down and he ran it, he hurt him. He gashed him in the run game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you want him to beat you from the pocket. You want to take away Scary Terry, and you want to take away Zach Hurst. Zach Hurst had a hell of a game last week. But between the two, if I'm looking to take away somebody, I'm taking away Scary Terry. I'm taking away the deep threat first, because I feel like I have the linebacking core and the crew underneath that can deal with Zach Ertz.
So who's the spy? It's got to be Bond?
I would say, no, I'm sending Bond on seek and destroy missions.
Burks?
What's his name?
Oren Burks?
I would probably put him in a spy position. Take a little bit of pressure off him.
You think he can keep up with Jaden Daniels?
Well, the reason why I would send Bond is because Bond has some pass rush ability. I would switch it up too, Joe. It all depends. Like, I don't want to – I would say – In the sake of gamesmanship, I would probably switch up the spies. He would never know who's the spy. That's another way you could confuse him.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that this young man has benefited from tremendously is that he hasn't been made uncomfortable all year long. He hasn't been. So now you try to make him uncomfortable by speeding up his clock, his clock in his head. So you might send some dogs on. You might send some blitzes.
I'm glad you brought that up. So last week I think he was 9 for 10 with a perfect pass rating against the blitz. And in week 16 when we faced him, we blitzed him, he beat us. We didn't blitz him much in week 11, I think it was, week 10 or week 11, and we did well. Does that matter to you this week that when we blitzed him in December, he killed us? When we didn't blitz him in November, we did better. No, some quarterbacks are better against the blitz than not.
I think that you have to you're not going to deviate too far from what you've done to have success. There are certain aspects of this game that you're going to have that you're going to implement from the game that you had success into this game.
Which is the first time, yeah.
Yeah, but I think a lot of what happened the last time that we played was there was a communication breakdown because of the fact that CJ GJ wasn't out there. And you need that aspect, especially when you have a lot of moving parts, so things might change from the formation that they come out in and things of that nature. If you don't have that communication, everybody's not on the same page, you give the other team a chance to make some things happen.
Let's hear from Shiel Kapati. Eagles are the better team. If this is close, what happens? Here's Shiel.
It's funny when you talk about it because I do think Daniels is awesome, and I've had a lot of fun watching him this season. But if you look at it overall, again, their defense has been below average. Now, if you know, it doesn't mean they can't have a good game here. They can. If they get takeaways, they can do that. Their offensive line, I would say, is average and has an injury. They have Terry McLaurin, who is an excellent wide receiver. But other than that, it's like, you know, they have okay players, but they don't have great players at their pass catcher. So I really don't look at anything else on their roster where I say this would be the determining factor. Like, it's hard for me to come up with a scenario, unless the Eagles just play a terrible game, where they lose this game and we're not saying Jaden Daniels was awesome. Like, they need him to be Superman in this game, which he has been at times this season. But that's their one path to victory.
I agree with Shiel because the Eagles are the better football team.
I didn't even hear Shiel say all that yesterday, but that's the thing. He's your best chance of having success, the young quarterback. That's your best chance. Scary Terry, his success is predicated on how well the quarterback does.
Of course.
Get him. Just like their defense coordinator talked about, he's going to hit Jalen, which I did not have a problem with because that's the game plan.
We'll get to that.
It's the same thing with Jaden.
Hit him. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Gut feeling on a gut feel Friday. We're live at McGurk's in Royersford. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, good morning, buddy. How you feeling?
Oh, man, come on, man. Confident, man. You know, it's just like, hold up. Is Jaden a rookie quarterback?
Yes, he is. First year. Doesn't look like it, but he is.
That's what we're going to treat him like. We're going to treat him exactly who he is, like a rookie. That's what the defense is going to do to this guy. This is what I want to see. I know you mentioned it early this week, Hugh, about the 12 personnel. I would love to see him activate that, right? And I would love to see him activate that, like, in the third or fourth quarter. I mean, during the course of the game, but mainly in them two quarters. You know why? Because if I'm thinking like this coach is thinking, they're going to be prepping themselves to the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? They want to beat us with our own medicine. You know what I mean? So the whole thing is we got to be prepared for it. We got to be prepared for the refs also. So we just got to have a complete game of not overthinking, but just reading the room and doing and accepting exactly what the defense and the offense is giving us, right? So the last thing I want to say, Jalen, you need to protect yourself, Sly, and I need the offensive line to protect themselves. And, you know, I got to get my chance. Let me get some music, baby. Okay, baby, we here. We got 2 days and 2 games to go, baby. 2 days and 2 games to go. It's time. Two games to go to show that we are the greatest team ever. 2 days to go to make history. 2 games to show that we've been mentally tough. That's what stands out. And a physically tough team all season long. 2 days to go to bring that trophy back to the East, baby. Because we are the best team that ever existed in this league right now. So what we've been doing is we've been staying committed all season. And now we're going to have to stay consistent in order to win, baby. So this is the thing. In order for us to be the Super Bowl champions, and you know who we're going to crown, like my man Tony Montana said, you want to say hello to my little friend. Defense ready. Offense ready. The coach is ready. And best of all, the whole entire Philadelphia is ready, baby. So give us our crown, and we will be the new
Super Bowl champions, and we will bring it back to Philadelphia. Everybody in Philly, we're going to be lit. They talking about Detroit got the best fan base. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. So we're going to bring it. We're going to bring it home, and we're going to keep winning all the way to Super Bowl. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, Eagles!
Now we're talking, Will. We'll have that all set up all week. I love when he says, hit my music.
Yeah. Like they choreographed that thing. That was awesome.
Good stuff, Will. We appreciate it. Let's grab Bon in Philly. What's up, Bon?
How you feeling?
Bon, I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling confident. Let me ask you a question. What's your confidence level from 1 to 10 for the Eagles winning?
7.
7?
7.
So let me ask you this. So I heard you say earlier that we won one, we lost one. And I think we have to realize, I understand it's not an excuse, but this, what's the odds of Jalen going out, CJ, GJ going out, and Devontae dropping the game-winning catch all in one game?
So very small, so Bon. Can I throw one more thing back? So they scored 36 points, and they had 5 turnovers. In that game, and I know the CJ thing was huge, but like they scored basically every time they had the ball when they didn't give it back to us. We didn't get them to punt. We didn't stop them. It's a real challenge, their offense.
Okay, so I understand that. So if you go back to it, if Jalen Hurts is in there, more times than not, we have longer drives, and that keeps them off the field.
Agreed.
If you remember, it was 4th and 11. CJ, GJ is out. Mm-hmm. Do you know who missed a tackle that could have stopped them on that drive where they wouldn't have scored another touchdown?
Well, first it was Jalen Carter, and then it was the next level.
Yeah, but on that specific 4th and 11.
Yeah, he juked Jalen Carter, and then who did he beat? The backup safety?
The backup safety.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And I believe CJGA would have made that play. So for all of those things that have to happen for them to barely win, I think I understand Jalen is hurt. We got little injuries here and there. But all in all, if you just look at it, if we do what we do and they do what they do, we win the game.
I agree.
I'm not saying blowout, but easy. I think it's a comfortable game.
What's comfortable? 10 points?
Comfortable is 7 points. I'll say 7 points.
All right. That's comfortable enough.
That.
Yeah, Bon, listen, I agree with you. If we play our game and we don't turn the football over, Bon, we appreciate it.
One score is not comfortable.
No one scores. Well, that means he has the ball at the end with a chance to win the game. Or we got to hold it with a chance to win the game.
This ain't going
to
be comfortable, but it's going to be a win.
I want comfortable.
No, you're not going to get comfortable.
I'd love comfortable. The last title game we had was comfortable. The one before that was comfortable.
I'll tell you what. If you want comfortable in this game, I'll tell you what you can do to be comfortable.
What's
get you a nice little shot of bourbon.
No. I got to stay locked in here. I'm locked in.
Take a little shot and then relax.
215. Relax. It's the NFC Championship game.
I'm trying to help you relax.
I'm all blood pressure till 6 p.m. on Sunday. 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls after the break, your gut feeling for Sunday here. And we'll react to what the Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt said yesterday about playing at the link and how they plan on treating Jalen Hurts on Sunday. You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494. What's your gut feeling? We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford, their new location. The fight for February, the rally in Royersford, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I don't give any young guy that kind of respect. Show me you can do it from year to year. I'm not giving you that in 1 year.
Even if he beats Eagles?
No. We had, how many times have we had one-year wonders? You know, so let's wait and see before we start crowning guys. Right. He could go completely in the tank next year. And, you know, here we are talking about, you know, how what a great rookie year he had. And by the way, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of winning here on Sunday. You know that, right?
Ah, the voice of Seth Joyner. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller live today. McGurk's in Roarsford, their new location. Fight for February rally here in Roarsford as we get set for the NFC Championship game. Seth Joyner said it. The Commanders don't stand a snowball's chance
in
hell. He caused a whole commotion down in D.C. with that comment. I love it. 215-592-9494. It's a gut feel Friday. What you feel right now? Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down, are you scared? Where are you at? Let's take some phone calls here, and then we'll let you hear what Chil Kapadia said. The one path the Commanders have on Sunday is through this route. Tony in Wilmington's up. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Tony, what's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Feeling good and feeling like Seth Joyner. They don't stand a chance. I hope everybody's I know everybody's talking about it's going to be a tight, close game, but the defense is just going to hurt them pretty bad. So I feel no issues about it. I see a Super Bowl in our future. And that's it. Now, I want to tell Hugh about the Buc-ee's. I was going to Myrtle Beach with my wife, and I accidentally went an hour and a half past, and we ran into a Buc-ee's. And I don't know about the people telling you that it's just a gas station. That is, I wish they get one in Delaware.
Yeah,
that place was so good.
They're getting one closer. I think it's going to be in somebody say Virginia.
That's not that far away.
Well, it's not that far. It's not that close.
Well, it's also not, you know, South Carolina or Missouri.
Yeah, it's not that close either. But somebody was telling me, they're getting one in Virginia. So yeah, we're going to get a chance to experience Buc-ee's real soon, man.
They got showers in there. They got everything in there.
I try to tell my coworkers, man, and they always make fun of me and laugh.
Well, so Tony, great experience. Phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. I hope you're dead right about the game. Why do I need to shower at Buc-ee's?
Now, you never know. You might just be on the road, and you know you might need to take a shower. Something might happen. You might spill some drinks on you.
I've been on the road a lot in my
life. Might be one of them guys that have like the little bucket with when you got the kids and don't like to stop, and you might get the urine on you. Like the little bucket, the pee bucket.
My kids are too old for this.
But I'm just saying, sometimes people have the bucket.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just.
I've
never needed to stop and shower at a gas station.
But you've needed brisket, haven't you?
Well, I've needed food.
You've needed. You might have needed like batteries or something. Buc-ee's has everything. It's an experience.
What did you send the video to us yesterday of the Pistons?
The Pistons with the Buc-ee's, and they damn near lost their mind.
That was funny. All right, so let's say what our last caller just said there. He doesn't think this game is going to be close. Am I missing something?
Yes.
What am I missing? So the two games we played this year.
Eagles fans. That's what they do.
26-18 and 36-33, right? We split the two games. Both were close. I mean, if I could create one path where this is a blowout Sunday for the Eagles, it's that the Commanders fourth down prowess, it comes back to earth, right? They've converted 87% of their fourth downs. If we can stop them on most of their fourth downs, then I think we could kind of jump on them and get ahead and get up, and then maybe it just snowballs on them. But Hugh, barring that, I don't think this is a blowout. I think we have it's a division game. You always talk about division games. It's a division game and a championship game. Hugh, I expect this thing to be very much close in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And I can tell you from what I've seen and heard from what the Commodores are talking about, they want to make this game as chippy as possible. This is going to be a physical confrontation. This is probably going to be more physical than any other time that I could think of playing the Commanders in a situation like this because of the hatred. The fact that Coach Quinn is down there playing Fly Eagles Fly, and I'm pretty sure he's playing off the fact that the hatred between these two teams, the Subway Series or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's going to be one of those games. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those games where you're going to have to be real smart and not let your emotions take over. Because I can see them trying to do stuff to get people out of their game. I can see them trying to anger folks, trying to get people kicked out the game to do things in their favor. Because at the end of the day, they, man for man, pound for pound, they do not match up well against us. So now you're going into a game trying to get the ultimate equalizer.
Yep.
Doing stuff after the play. Saying stuff like the defensive coordinator said about hitting Jalen and all this other good stuff. Like trying to get that kind of edge because you're playing off the hatred that we have for one another. The anger you is to conquer you. And the one thing that you can't be in this situation, it has to be controlled aggression. You can't allow stuff after the play, which is probably going to happen, to get to you. This is going, man, listen. This is going to be a physical football game.
So we talked the other day about the referee assignment, right? Sean Hockley's crews on this one. They call penalties at a higher rate than most crews. I totally agree with you here. They have to – it's like controlled aggression, be composed. If the Commanders poke, don't poke back. I mean, that's
– Oh, they're going to let them play, though.
Yeah, they should.
They're going to let them play.
But remember last time, and you brought this up a lot this week, when did the Commanders get going offensively? CJ, GJ got thrown out of the game. Yeah. Like, there's a line. Like, I want the Eagles to be very physical and poke them, but, like, let's be smart about it, too. So – one thing that's interesting, Hugh, about this matchup that we rarely see, because, you know, we've talked about playing the same team a third time during the season. We've also talked about division games in the playoffs, right? You experienced that when you guys played the Giants. It's not often you get a championship game with division opponents. The last time I remember it in the NFL was the Rams and 49ers, three years ago? And that was a 20-17 game. I can't remember the last time it happened in the AFC because the Chiefs are in it every year and it's never been anybody else in the West against them. It's pretty rare here. That adds an extra little element to this. It's division games tend to be close anyway, and now you have it as a championship game. I think it's close on Sunday. My gut tells me the Eagles are going to find a way with their defense and that offensive line. Hopefully we're going to get Cam Jurgens out there. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnaminson is up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken. What are you feeling today?
So, first of all, I'm so glad that Chris from Middletown did not preface his Eagles chant with a "we are" like he normally does, because you could hook me up to a car battery with jumper cables and you could not get me to say "we are." So I'm glad he just kept it straight, Eagles fan. Joe, I wasn't going to call today, but you're enough to make me want to drive my car into a bridge abutment. I mean,
My gut feeling is they're going to win the game, Ken. What do you want from me?
So, first of all, Sal Palantonio. So, Sal Palantonio, with the breaking news that Jalen Hurts looks like a guy who's got a hurt knee. Like, oh, okay. And the sun rose in the east today, too, in other news. And this whole narrative about who's the hot team. The Eagles have won 16 out of their last 17 games, but somehow the Commanders are the hot team. Because, and the only possible reason for that is because we are just so used to the Eagles winning football games basically all the time that when they win 16 out of 17, we don't look at that as a hot team. We just look at it as, well, that's what the Eagles do. So, you know, the Commanders have won two playoff games on the road. They're the hot team, not the team that has won 16 out of 17 football games.
So can I give you a reason why I think that? Well, let me tell you why I think that's the prevailing thought. No, I think they are on a longer winning streak than the Eagles. They've won seven in a row. The Eagles lost to them in December. So that, I think that's the kind of the line of demarcation. And also, Ken, whether or not it's the wrong way to look at it is, aesthetically, their offense is hot, and ours is not. Like, I think when people think hot, they think high-flying and offense, not just wins and losses. And you may think that's the wrong way to look at it, but I get why the Commanders are looked at as the hot team. They just scored 45 points in a playoff game.
So, yeah, they scored 45 points in a playoff game. And one of those touchdowns was a defensive touchdown because Jared Goff played the game like he was getting paid to give the ball to the other team.
Yeah.
And they played against a bunch of JV guys on defense. And, oh, by the way, and I said this to my wife when that game kicked off Saturday night. If you're not used to the pressure of being the number one seed in the NFC, or the AFC for that matter, there's a lot of pressure there. And, you know, to start that game where the Lions have never been the one seed ever in the history of the franchise, there's all Detroit versions of Joe Giglio out there all week going into that game saying, oh, my God, what happens if we lose this game because we're supposed to win?
Agreed.
So, you know, that was the ultimate kind of, you know, lump in the throat that you could really see coming.
Well, and especially when they got down. They lost their way when they got
exactly.
down.
I don't take – what I take out of that game is that even with all that,
the Lions hung 500 yards of offense on that Commanders defense. And this team is just better at every position, okay? And it's ironic that
except quarterback.
I'm not doing that. Jalen Hurts has been to a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels.
Oh, stop. Who's the better player right now?
Right now. I'm not doing that. I mean, look, it's ironic.
We can just live it. Listen, it's okay to say it. Like, the Eagles couldn't win. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. They didn't have the better quarterback last weekend. It's like, I don't know why it hurts so much to say these things that are just facts.
I'm not this is an OG way here, so I'm not that guy. But, to Seth's point, it's kind of ironic even that it's Washington that we're doing this with Jaden Daniels, because we did this once before with a Washington quarterback, if you remember.
Yeah,
and, the guy's doing studio shows now. So, I just.
Well, he is. I mean, listen, Ken, he got hurt. And he also wasn't as good. Ken, we had a good phone call, but like.
He said he knew his dude.
Well, he is.
That's a good one, though. He said he knew his dude.
I mean, he also didn't win a playoff game. Unfortunately, he got hurt in his playoff game, right? He never had a chance to do the things that Daniels is doing.
He hasn't. I mean, but Ken does have a point, but that's
the point. Use your eyes. Who's the better quarterback right now?
Are you your nervousness is making me uncomfortable, Joe. You're being aggressive.
I'm actually not nervous. I think they're going to win the game.
No.
But they're going to win, and they don't have the better quarterback.
Joe. In a small sampling size, because that's what we do. We do this every year with every quarterback that has played in the NFL since whenever. We did this the year when C.J. Stroud came out. So in a small sampling size, he's right. Right now, this year, as of right now, Jaden Daniels is the new hotness.
But that's
that
all
everybody's.
But that's all
about.
We have to go off of is now.
Yes, but that's all we ever have to go off of. We did that the year that Jalen went to the Super Bowl. And then we talked about he was the hardest thing since frozen food. Now look where the conversations went.
Sure, but I don't care about 2 years from now if Jaden Daniels is good or not. That's irrelevant to Sundays.
We're in the now. I feel now. You in the now. And right now, if you take the two quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels is playing better.
And that's why I think there is a question on how this game goes. Because we're so used to in the NFL that you usually say better quarterback, that team can win. This game in particular – I think the Eagles are going to win the game without having the better quarterback.
They should. And this is how you simplify it, because this is what this game's going to boil down to. We know who offensively is the best player and the guy that makes it go for the Washington Commodores.
Him.
Take him away.
Well, but
that,
how?
That's how you take him away by playing sound defense. And I tell you one aspect of the game that we haven't done that we're probably going to implement in this one, we're going to put a spy on him. Because when you look at the way that he played last week against the Detroit Lions, a lot of times when he brought the ball down and he ran it, he hurt him. He gashed him in the run game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you want him to beat you from the pocket. You want to take away Scary Terry, and you want to take away Zach Hurts. Zach Hurts had a hell of a game last week. But between the two, if I'm looking to take away somebody, I'm taking away Scary Terry. I'm taking away the deep threat first, because I feel like I have the linebacking core and the crew underneath that can deal with Zach Ertz.
So who's the spy? It's got to be Bond?
I would say, no, I'm sending Bond on seek and destroy missions.
Burks?
What's his name?
Oren Burks?
I would probably put him in a spy position. Take a little bit of pressure off him.
You think
he can
keep up with Jaden Daniels?
Well, the reason why I would send Bond is because Bond has some pass rush ability. I would switch it up too, Joe. It all depends. Like, I don't want to – I would say – In the sake of gamesmanship, I would probably switch up the spies. He would never know who's the spy. That's another way you could confuse him. Because the one thing that this young man has benefited from tremendously is that he hasn't been made uncomfortable all year long. He hasn't been. So now you try to make him uncomfortable by speeding up his clock, his clock in his head. So you might send some dogs on. You might send some blitzes.
I'm glad you brought that up. So last week I think he was 9 for 10 with a perfect pass rating against the blitz. And in week 16 when we faced him, we blitzed him, he beat us. We didn't blitz him much in week 11, I think it was, week 10 or week 11, and we did well. Does that matter to you this week that when we blitzed him in December, he killed us? When we didn't blitz him in November, we did better. Some quarterbacks are better against the blitz than not.
I think that you have to you're not going to deviate too far from what you've done to have success. There are certain aspects of this game that you're going to have that you're going to implement from the game that you had success into this game.
Which is the first time, yeah.
Yeah. But I think a lot of what happened the last time that we played was there was a communication breakdown because of the fact that CJ GJ wasn't out there. And you need that aspect, especially when you have a lot of moving parts, so things might change from the formation that they come out in and things of that nature. If you don't have that communication, everybody's not on the same page, you give the other team a chance to make some things happen.
Let's hear from Shiel Kapati. Eagles are the better team. If this is close, what happens? Here's Shiel.
It's funny when you talk about it because I do think Daniels is awesome, and I've had a lot of fun watching him this season. But if you look at it overall, again, their defense has been below average. Now, if you, you know, it doesn't mean they can't have a good game here. They can. If they get takeaways, they can do that. Their offensive line, I would say, is average and has an injury. They have Terry McLaurin, who is an excellent wide receiver. But other than that, it's like, you know, they have okay players, but they don't have great players at their pass catcher. So I really don't look at anything else on their roster where I say this would be the determining factor. Like, it's hard for me to come up with a scenario unless the Eagles just play a terrible game where they lose this game and we're not saying Jaden Daniels was awesome. Like, they need him to be Superman in this game, which he has been at times this season. But that's their one path to victory.
I agree with Shiel because the Eagles are the better football team.
I didn't even hear Shiel say all that yesterday, but that's the thing. He's your best chance of having success, the young quarterback. That's your best chance. Scary Terry, his success is predicated on how well the quarterback does.
Of course.
Get him. Just like their defense coordinator talked about, he's going to hit Jalen, which I did not have a problem with because that's the game plan.
We'll get to that.
It's the same thing with Jaden.
Hit him. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Gut feeling on a gut feel Friday. We're live at McGurk's in Rosewood. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, good morning, buddy. How you feeling?
Oh, man, come on, man. Confident, man. You know, it's just like, hold up. Is Jaden a rookie quarterback?
Yes, he is. First year. Doesn't look like it, but he is.
That's what we're going to treat him like. We're going to treat him exactly who he is, like a rookie. That's what the defense is going to do to this guy. This is what I want to see. I know you mentioned that early this week, Hugh, about the 12 personnel. I would love to see him activate that, right? And I would love to see him activate that, like, in the third or fourth quarter. I mean, during the course of the game, but mainly in them two quarters. You know why? Because if I'm thinking like this coach is thinking, they're going to be prepping themselves to the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? They're going to they want to beat us with our own medicine. You know what I mean? So the whole thing is we got to be prepared for it. We got to be prepared for the refs also. So we just got to have a complete game of not overthinking, but just reading the room and doing and accepting exactly what the defense and the offense is giving us, right? So the last thing I want to say, Jalen, you need to protect yourself, Sly, and I need the offensive line to protect themselves. And, you know, I got to get my chance. Let me get some music, baby. Okay, baby, we here. We got 2 days and 2 games to go, baby. 2 days and 2 games to go. It's time. Two games to go to show that we are the greatest team ever. 2 days to go to make history. 2 games to show that we've been mentally tough. That's what stands out. And a physically tough team all season long. 2 days, 2 games to go to bring that trophy back to the East, baby. Because we are the best team that ever existed in this league right now. So what we've been doing is we've been staying committed all season. And now we're going to have to stay consistent in order to win, baby. So this is the thing. In order for us to be the Super Bowl champions, and you know who we're going to crown, like my man Tony Montana said, you want to say hello to my little friend. Defense ready. Offense ready. The coach is ready. And best of all, the whole entire Philadelphia is ready, baby. So give us our crown, and we will be the new
Super Bowl champions, and we will bring it back to Philadelphia. Everybody in Philly, we're going to be lit. They talking about Detroit got the best fan base. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. So we're going to bring it. We're going to bring it home, and we're going to keep winning all the way to Super Bowl. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, Eagles!
Now we're talking, Will. We'll have that all set up all week. I love when he says, hit my music.
Yeah. Like they choreographed that thing. That was awesome.
Good stuff, Will. We appreciate it. Let's grab Bon in Philly. What's up, Bon?
How you feeling?
Bon, I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling confident. Let me ask you a question. What's your confidence level from 1 to 10 for the Eagles winning?
7.
7?
7.
So let me ask you this. I heard you say earlier that we won one, we lost one. And I think we have to realize, I understand it's not an excuse, but this, what's the odds of Jalen going out, CJ, GJ going out, and Devontae dropping a game-winning catch all in one game?
So very small, so Bond. Can I throw one more thing back? So they scored 36 points, and they had 5 turnovers. In that game, and I know the CJ thing was huge, but like they scored basically every time they had the ball when they didn't give it back to us. We didn't get them to punt. We didn't stop them. It's a real challenge, their offense.
Okay, so I understand that. So if you go back to it, if Jalen Hurts is in there, we more times than not, we have longer drives, and that keeps them off the field.
Agreed.
If you remember, it was 4th and 11. CJ, GJ is out. Mm-hmm. Do you know who missed the tackle that could have stopped them on that drive where they wouldn't have scored another touchdown?
Well, first it was Jalen Carter, and then it was the next level.
Yeah, but on that specific 4th and 11.
Yeah, he juked Jalen Carter, and then who did he beat? The backup safety?
The backup safety.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And I believe CJGA would have made that play. So for all of those things that have to happen for them to barely win, I think I understand Jalen is hurt. We got little injuries here and there. But all in all, if you just look at it, if we do what we do and they do what they do, we win the game.
I agree.
I'm not saying blowout, but easy. I think it's a comfortable game.
What's comfortable? 10 points?
Comfortable is 7 points. I'll say 7 points.
All right. That's comfortable enough.
This.
Yeah, Bon, listen, I agree with you. If we play our game and we don't turn the football over, Bon, we appreciate it.
One score is not comfortable.
No one scores. Well, that means he has the ball at the end with a chance to win the game. Or we got to hold it with a chance to win the game.
This ain't going
to
be comfortable, but it's going to be a win.
I want comfortable.
No, you're not going to get comfortable.
I'd love comfortable. The last title game we had was comfortable. The one before that was comfortable.
I tell you what. If you want comfortable in this game, I tell you what you can do to be comfortable.
What's
get you a nice little shot of bourbon.
No. I got to stay locked in here. I'm locked in.
Take a little shot and then relax.
215. Relax. It's the NFC Championship game.
I'm trying to help you relax.
I'm all blood pressure till 6 p.m. on Sunday. 215-592-9049. For more of your phone calls after the break, your gut feeling for Sunday here. And we'll react to what the Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt said yesterday about playing at the Link and how they plan on treating Jalen Hurts on Sunday. You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494. What's your gut feeling? We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford, their new location. The fight for February, the rally in Royersford, right here on Sports Radio 94.